This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Mexico City. And around Mexico are volcanoes. Volcanoes. Some are extinct, some are active, some are dormant. I actually don't know if any are active. I should know that. I think there are some active volcanoes, like Popocatépetl. They all have indigenous names. I think they're Nahuatl or Aztec. They have names like Popocatépetl, which they call them Popo for short. But anyways, Mexico also has a ton of mushrooms, mushroom species and mushroom variety. And in this one national park outside of a volcano near Mexico City, there are 200 or more varieties of mushroom, many of which are edible. Maybe it's 200 edible mushroom varieties are near this volcano. I can't quite remember. And I think the volcano that we're going to is called Iztaccíhuatl. 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 So Nahuatl has a very common noise in the language, which is TL. Pronounce it like t-t-t, like that. T-t. So Nahuatl, Iztaccíhuatl, Popocatépetl. That one's really hard for me still. But anyways. Though. Look at that.
filled with. Can you tell me?
Have you noticed that my mics are in kind of a new orientation? I actually like this orientation a lot more because, well, normally I have them here, here, and here, but they're kind of really close to me and around my knees, and it's very hard to move. It's kind of comical what my filming setup looks like when I use two different microphones, because I have a light here, and then a boom stand here, and a boom stand here, and my camera, and my tripod. It gets quite chaotic and very crowded, but this, it's kind of nice. I feel very free. I got the idea from Frivolous Fox, in the sense that in her videos she has her mic set up like this, and I was like, that's big brain, I should try that. I may do this like this in the future. Oops, sorry. I might do this in the future, especially if it sounds good. Sometimes you can't tell how good it sounds until you edit an entire video with the setup and kind of learn how it picks up noises from every angle and situation, things like that. So that's my carrot. Let's see what else I have. Let's see. What else I have? I think that little spray bottles like this are such. Necessarily if it's fast or all at one time, but I like a variety usually. So another noise that spray bottles is this shaking water sound. is drying out your skin, but I don't know. I bought it for a lavender themed spa roleplay. And I just kind of like it. I don't know. I'm not that good at skincare. As you can, well, it's not that bad now, but I had a killer pimple on my forehead from my last two videos. Squishy toys here. Just because I feel like sometimes I personally, as an ASMR artist, I rely too heavily on tapping. Tapping is a trigger, so I want more interesting triggers. If you have any, I would love to hear them and try to incorporate them more. So here's some sticky, weird ASMR Alyssa mixes Spanish in to her videos, so it's kind of like a Spanglish thing. I kind of want to do that, if not for my own practice. So I've said before that I love foreign language ASMR. And my favorite is when it's kind of mixed in there. Just a thought I had. Just a thought. Are you ready for a weird trigger? What did you think of that? Kind of maybe too weird. Oh well. Speaking of weird, I wanted to read some song lyrics for you. Some song lyrics by Joanna Newsom. And that's why I said speaking of weird, because they are very weird lyrics. But in my opinion, they're very pretty. They're poetic. That's okay. This is This Side of the Blue by Joanna Newsom, and I'm not singing them because I'm a bad singer, so I'm just gonna read them to you, kind of like if it was poetry. Are you ready? From me, and I am progressing abominably, and I do not know my own way to the sea, but the saltiest sea knows its own way to me, and the city that turns protracted and slow, and I find myself towing myself, knowing the things that I knew, which is all that you can know, this side of the blue. And Jaime has eyes black and shiny as boots, and they march at you. She's nowhere near through. It's the kindest heart beating this side of the blue. And the signifies. Let me start that over. And the signifies butt head with the signifiers and we all fall down slack-jawed to marvel at words. I really love this part. When across the sky sheet, the impossible birds in a steady, illiterate movement homewards. So good. She's so good at songwriting. Did you know Joanna Newsom is married to? Okay, I had to Google it to double check, but it's Andy Samberg. Joanna Newsom is married to Andy Samberg. Fun fact. All right, I'm going to continue the song, okay? And Gabriel stands beneath forest and moon. See them rattle and boo. See them shake and see them loom. See him fashion a cap from a page of Camus. See him navigate deftly this side of the blue. We're almost done. I hope you like it. I really love her lyrics. And the rest of our lives will the moments accrue when the shape of their goneness will flare up anew. Then we do what we have to do. Relu, relu. Which is all that you can do this side of the blue. It's all that you can do this side of the blue. Wasn't that nice? I might do that more often because I enjoyed that, so. Reading poetic song lyrics. Do you have any musical artists who have particularly poetic lyrics? For me, it's Big Thief, Bon Iver, Joanna Newsom. I really like Kings of Leon. Kendrick Lamar has some really poetic lyrics. You should let me know. And maybe I'll read some of those lyrics in one of my videos. Take a deep breath for me That's why I'm using it again. Like I expected it to be a lot louder than it was. But it's a pretty subtle, nice little sound, so. Just love the visual of the vapor. It's so close to smoke. It's so nice. Okay. So this next item is a little weird. The reason I bought this is because Lucy ASMR does straw sounds, or she uses a straw as a trigger, and she makes these crazy, weird mouth sounds that are so tingly to me, with a little straw, and so I wanted to try to recreate that a little bit. Now, if you are not a fan of mouth sounds, this might not be for you, but they're not like super wet mouth sounds. They're more just like weird mouth sounds. I'll show you what I mean. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? Isn't that weird? I'm sure I don't do it as good as she does it, but I'm gonna extend the straw and try again, and I wonder which will sound better. Sounding terrible. I'll probably edit out this whole section, but I just have one more trigger to do.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.